will write your book. I 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 will write your book right now. Listen up.
All right, recording cassette tape number 2. Hello, this is Will Hines, and welcome to I Will Write Your Book. I am a ghostwriter. I write books for other people, uncredited, and this podcast is where I play you the meetings I have with my clients. With me, as always, is my copy editor, Karen Donahue. Hello, Karen.
How is this tape number 2? We've done like a million of these.
I've told you this many times. I start my cassette numbering over every week, and sometimes I do recordings for my journals or my writing project. So when it comes time to this podcast, I will not be on number 1. But then come Sunday, I go back to number 1 again for my own documentation of my life.
Are you okay? Well, you look like shit.
I'm fine.
You look like shit.
I know. I feel terrible. I'm off. I'm off my game.
What's going on?
I'm trying a new diet where it's all pasta. And it's working like it's bad.
Yeah. How is that a diet?
I don't know. Somebody convinced me that if you only eat the same type of food, your body kicks into an efficiency zone or something.
But that's
like,
the wrong food to pick.
Well, okay. I just thought.
I mean, maybe if you were running a marathon every day, but I don't think you've ever run or
I do exercise sometimes, so I don't appreciate what you're intimating. I do exercise sometimes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I've never run a marathon. That's true. I tried to run once and I had to stop because I got my foot caught in a sewer. But yeah, I tried pasta and it's not working.
Have Alfredo sauce on your shirt.
I just finished right before we started recording. I just finished up a meal. I was in a hurry because I was like, I started late and I knew we were going to be recording. So I just gobbled it down. I feel terrible.
You take advice from all the wrong places.
That's not true. This guy had a confidence about him and a real serenity that I'm tell you, I'm jealous of. So I was like, hey, you know what? I'll take this guy's advice. I'll tell you, I'll just give it a shot. You know, why sit here and hypothetically argue? I'll just eat nothing but pasta for 2 weeks and I'll see how it goes. And it's not going well. But now I know that. Now I know that.
Sometimes you don't have to try things.
Did I ask you for your advice?
To prove them to be wrong.
Did I ask you for your advice? You know,
no, but you should. You should ask my advice.
The first guy who tried milk probably looked insane, and then that worked great. First guy who, like, sucked on a cow's teat was like, oh, I bet you this will work.
I'm sure it's probably something more along the lines of a woman died in childbirth. They were like, how are we going to feed this baby? We don't have any other women here who are pregnant and, you know, are lactating.
Okay,
so
it's a bad example.
Why don't we just try, I don't know, let's try a goat, let's try a cow.
What, am I in a position of defending the idea of experimentation? I just had some pasta. Look, God damn it, this Alfredo sauce is sticky. Look, let's just do the thing, okay? You can talk to me later about my diet. How are you? I don't care. Let's just get to this.
There it is.
Oh, boy. All right, so I've never met this client before. Her name is Chasper Millay. And I'm curious to hear what kind of book she wants to work on. So I'm just going to connect her into our Zoom call now. Hello, Chasper. Are you there? Is that you?
Hello?
Chasper, hello? Hi. I'm Will.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. This I'm Will and this is Karen, copy editor.
Oh, Karen, hi.
Hi, nice to meet you.
I can just tell that you and I have this simpatico kind of thing going on.
Are you talking to Karen?
I'm talking to Karen, yes, absolutely.
That's so fast. That does usually happen with our clients, but that happened almost immediately.
Yeah, because with Karen, I feel this openness, right? I feel this, come get to know me. I'm special.
Exactly, right.
And, with you, I'm concerned.
Okay.
I hate to overstep, but you do look unwell.
I don't.
That's not overstepping.
It's not overstepping.
That is not. You go ahead. You're right in.
You're right on the money because I don't feel well. I've been eating badly lately, and I'm paying the price. I'm a little sweaty, and I didn't sleep well last night. So actually, although I would normally be insulted by what you're saying, you're so right. I can't be mad.
Thank you.
And I appreciate you being honest. Frankly, if we're gonna have a business relationship, it's important that we're very honest with each other.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
So I actually respect that. Thank you for telling me that I look unwell.
So you got the documents that I left outside of your live work situation. I want to say
it's a live work situation. Yeah. I don't have a separate work area. I tend to work at home.
Okay.
I got the documents. I haven't looked through them too much. Do you mind telling me just sort of what I've got in my hands.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I love to just reiterate things that people could easily read. So I'm very, very pleased to have this part of this conversation.
Yeah, taken. So
you might have noticed that I was very in tune with your energies, even though it was just merely over the internet.
It was pretty fast. You did get in tune with our energies like right away.
Yes. That is because I'm very in tune with the other world, we'll call it. I do a service for paranormal beings, spirits, specters, ghosts, etc. I will get myself into a space.
Okay.
Engage with the beings. Figure out what they want, which is love. People complain a lot, right? About like, oh, there's noises, there's sounds, I'm scared, doors opening, closing, spirits yeah. abound.
People say that.
I, lacking extremely direct communication with other beings, I had to kind of guess at what they want. So I thought about, okay, well, what do humans want? Mm. Humans are, if they're upset, it's because they're hungry, they have to go to the restroom, or they want love.
Right.
Which things go away when you are a ghost?
You don't have to go to the bathroom anymore when you're a ghost, and you're not hungry anymore because you can't hold food in your ghost stomach.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Oh, Will, you could take my job.
No.
No, he can't.
You absolutely cannot, no.
Ill-equipped for anything.
I'm not interested, so it's no need to insult me. Okay, so you speak to ghosts about their desire for love.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. And that's in these documents you left outside my live workspace?
Oh, yes, yes. Those are just my notes and doodles from...
Okay, I got...
Yes.
Because I actually did look through them a little bit before this call, but I couldn't make out a lot of what they were saying. They are a little bit, like, scrawled.
Yes.
I think it's handwritten, sometimes what looks like maybe in a hurry.
Yes, and just, you know, written on any available flat surface I could find.
Right.
So oftentimes.
There's some paper, yeah. There's some placemats, yes. There's, I think, some of your unopened bills
well,
here.
Yeah.
Well, when the spirits speak to you, that's when you have to take it down.
Thank you.
You have to take it down.
Thank you. And you never
these
know.
These notes here are messages from ghosts?
Yes, yes. So what will usually happen is I'll close my eyes and when I feel the spirits coming, I'll grab the nearest utensil.
Utensil.
Writing. Oh. Sometimes I've had to use forks and whatever, and you'll find there is a sheet cake in that document pile that I did have to carve.
Piece of cake with some writing in the frosting.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Don't eat that.
Don't eat it, Will.
I just took one quick bite. I just wanted to make sure it was still cake.
Oh, no. Sorry. Will. There was a ghost in that cake.
In this cake?
I've been way
over
to go,
carbing.
Will.
I just missed
done it again.
Pure sugar looks so good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It just said, me need love, carved into the frosting. It just said, me need love.
Yes. Well, it now probably says, like, e need love.
It says E need love right now. I bit off the M. Oh, okay. I shouldn't have done that. I'll try not to eat these notes. I did have trouble sort of, but now I see here, these are notes from ghosts. Here's another one that says, I'm so lonely.
Oh, that was from a gentleman I found in a ravine.
Now, when you say you found the gentleman in the ravine, can you walk us through what that means exactly? Like what happened?
Oh, for sure. I like to spend my days just going in different areas that I think might have the most spiritual activity.
Okay.
Ravines have, 99% of the air is taken up by a ghost in a ravine.
Right.
Wow.
Chalk to the brim, ghosts in ravines.
A lot of ravine accidents.
Yes.
If you want to dump a body, put it in a ravine. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I've never noticed this, and I love ravines. I like to go for walks through ravines.
I mean, you
seem
like a morbid individual that's pretty obsessed with your own mortality, perhaps.
Right, really obsessed with himself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in all aspects.
I like to give a thought or two to my own death. I don't know if I would call it being morbid. Just sort of philosophical, inward.
No, but, that's not the way. No, you're not a philosopher by any means.
Call it what you want. I love a walk through a ravine. It's a highlight for me. It's a good Sunday morning activity.
You know, you're so shut down that you're not picking up on the energy.
If you were open, you would hate being in a ravine.
Yeah,
because the ghosts are angry and they're scared. Ghosts are all ego, let me tell you something. So if they sense another individual that's very self-obsessed in the ravine, they turn hostile. And honestly, I'm surprised that your psyche is in one place.
Yeah, I feel great.
It's really not in one place, to be quite honest. He's a disaster and a mess. This is probably why you're so unlucky and your life is horrible, Will.
I mean, I disagree with all these assumptions. I walk through a ravine. I have a great time. I smell the flowers. Everything looks good. I'm feeling good. Sunday morning, I go every Sunday morning, sometimes a couple times a week. I like walking through a ravine. I'll bring a lot of, I like to bring a Bible with me and scraps of my grandparents' clothing.
Okay, apocalyptic.
Well, it's Sunday, and I don't go to church. It's kind of like my version of church, walking through a ravine.
Oh, it's... Okay.
I'm not religious, but my family was when I was growing up. So
keep it alive.
I have a sentimental attachment to church time. So I just pick up a Bible, grab a couple neckties from my dead grandfather, and go walking through a ravine. That's what I do.
You know, most people, when they're nostalgic for the religion they grew up with, they associate it with... You know, the rituals of religion, the actual going to church part, you know, that whole thing, the actual ritual, not just like I have a nostalgia for religion, so I'm just going to grab a Bible and go do my own thing.
Yeah, yes.
That's what I do.
I feel like people also, they like the community aspect and you are literally alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I never cared for the other people in the church. I just like the meditation and just kind of the moment to have you with your own thoughts.
Well, see, this is probably why you're haunted. Mm-hmm. You are haunted.
But Jasper, when you go to a ravine, you are detecting the spirits that are there.
Absolutely.
The angry high number of lonely, angry spirits.
Yes. So I'll usually drive myself out to the edge of the nearest ravine, tumble myself down into the bottom.
You don't bother to take a path down, maybe, or find
a way to... Oh, there are no paths to these ravines. These are... I'm not talking about, like, Runyon.
This ain't your mama's ravine.
Exactly. This is... you know...
I must admit, I go to pretty easy ravines.
Yeah,
oh, yes.
Right.
You go to, like, a beginner ravine.
I do. Mm. I go to a beginner, like, a green
blue,
circle.
Yeah, green circle. Not even blue diamond.
Not even blue diamond. No, green circle ravine, yeah.
No. So I go to very advanced ravines. I get myself down there. I make sure that we're in the midst of a heat wave. Very hot. I march around at the bottom of it. Just think about opening myself up. Mm. Come speak to me. Come speak to me. And usually I'll come upon an old item of somebody's or a piece of a person.
Nice. Right.
And I will... squat down, kind of get in the zone and say, speak to me, speak to me.
Wow.
And usually it's a gentleman that got stuck under an 18-wheeler and dragged across Nevada.
Before I get into the gentleman who got run over by a truck, when you're doing this, does anybody ever see you? Do other people who are walking in the ravine or hanging around, somebody camping maybe, or somebody... on an archaeological dig, ever notice you and see you talking to these remains?
Have I made myself present in educational endeavors occurring from a nearby university? Yes. Have I stepped in an, you know, a recently unearthed tomb? And then, you know, with me touching our people, then, you know, please stop. This is an educational thing. Okay, you're ruining history. The oil's on your hands. They move from your fingers to the bones and therefore destroy them. And I
archaeologists are so fussy. They're little tattletales.
I know. It's like these remains lasted thousands of years. I'm sure I'm not going to ruin
fine.
It.
They're fine.
They are
not our bodies. I'm not concerned I'm not concerned with the body. I'm getting
to
the soul.
Spirit.
Exactly.
Yes, the soul lives on.
So, I mean, how many times have I said that to Topanga Canyon University?
God, no. Who knows?
Upwards of 130.
That's a lot. That's a lot of times.
That's a good amount.
Yes.
So when you're talking to these spirits, you say, come to me, speak to me, speak to me. And they say, hey, I was crushed under an 18-wheeler.
Well, they usually say like, ah! And then, and then show me their death through a vision.
They bring that up right away.
Oh, it's first. It's, I mean, last thing on their mind.
It's
first
on the tip of their tongue.
Yes.
You know, like
uninvited.
It's the last thing that happened. Mm-hmm. That's
I guess
all
it
I can think
just
of.
Happened,
obsessed.
So they want to talk about it with somebody.
Yes. I mean, it's the last, I mean, what are they going to tell me? Like, I've just been sitting in this ravine for 10 years. That's pretty boring.
Yeah. I guess these ghosts are good conversationalists. They cut right to the chase of the most dramatic part of their lives.
Yeah, you could take a page out of their book. You could take a page out of their book.
I'm a scintillating conversationalist and a frequent guest at great
parties.
You're proving
yourself to be neither of those things at this moment.
I feel tired.
I'm a shiny little piece. You're tired?
Yeah, I feel from talking. Well, yeah, hearing
it's
you
kind
speak.
Of exhausting. Hearing you I know. Speak it's like a. Oh. It's like.
I, no, I don't. I
get it. I yawn.
I have several people I correspond with via letter. I'm a heck of a person to talk with at a party.
Mm-hmm. No, you're really, you know what, Will, you're really hung up on this whole ravine idea. I mean, you're just asking all these questions about it. It's like, shut up already.
I know.
Just shut up.
I'm finding out about her book. I think it's okay if I'm asking about the ravine.
You're asking about the wrong things.
You ask a question, Karen. Go ahead and ask a question.
Oh, I'm so on the spot. I can't think of a question.
Go ahead. Let's see.
I needed you.
Ask a question.
So now, Jasper.
Yes.
When you say that ghosts need love, is that why they're haunting people? You know, is that why they're, you know, flickering lights, slamming doors, throwing furniture across the room?
That's
just because they want love and their message is misunderstood? Is that the point of your book?
Thank you so much for cutting to the core of why I'm here.
Yes.
Because mm-hmm. the ravine thing was like, that was going to be a foreword to the book.
Who cares,
why
right?
get
and then he just,
caught up.
I know he's so obsessed.
I just
really
like,
good.
Cut to
derailed,
the center.
Derailed the conversation.
Absolutely.
Derailed.
I mean, and yeah. way to get me started on something I really want to talk about. The answer is yes.
Mm. See? There it is.
Well, before we do that, I'd like to ask a little bit more about
this
ravine.
I knew it.
Yeah. Is it like a rocky ravine? Are there brooks?
Does it matter?
I'm trying to set the scene. I don't know if you've ever heard of a little author called John Steinbeck.
Oh,
but he would often stop
pages.
By writing about landscape and the physical setting.
Who cares? On and on.
Seriously, 30 pages talking about how mud turned to dust. No, thank you.
No, thank you. Next.
That book was a hit and a half. Mm-hmm. Grapes of Wrath took this nation by storm.
They didn't have a lot of shit then. There wasn't a lot of books.
There were like three books.
There were three books.
And that was
one. And one of them was the Bible. Talk about snooze fest.
Oh, what are we? Will going into a ravine on a Sunday? No, thank you.
I'll table my ravine questions for now, but I'm going to bring up some later. So the ghosts want love.
Yes.
What do? Do you set them up on dates? What happens?
Well, I will listen to their method of death and just kind of rack a Rolodex of in my mind of all the other ghosts that I know.
Wow. Okay.
And then try to find another ghost whose death kind of fits.
Oh,
do you know what
okay.
I'm saying?
Right.
So you're trying to make
yeah.
a give
Have
this ghost a
common.
Chance to make friends with somebody.
Do you, like you is? That...
No, I'm not asking. I'm saying, is that what you are doing? You're saying, let me connect you to another ghost.
Oh yes, other ghosts. Yes, not lonely men. No,
I'm not looking to be.
You
friends
can't
with
have
ghost.
Any ghost friends,
I
Will.
Not, that's
okay,
not what I'm asking.
I know
for.
That no human friends want to hang around
I
with
have
you. Okay, you don't.
Plenty. I have plenty.
You really don't. You really don't. You count me as a friend, and I am not.
I'm neck deep in friends, and I have no lack of them.
Well, quite
I'm
honest,
hanging out
the
with
ghost,
people constantly.
The ghosts would not want to be your friend. Okay.
No, I wasn't asking that anyway. So. Jasper,
yes.
You try to connect these ghosts.
Mm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is it romantic or friendship or
it depends
pen pals?
On what they
what
want.
Are we talking?
It depends
okay.
on what they want.
Okay.
Do they like what need do they have?
Mm.
Are they romantic? Then yes, they might. You know, is it like a bride who waited in a scary attic for her husband to come home for years and years and he never did? She wants a second husband.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She needs it.
She needs it. Is it like a Victorian ghost child? Probably a playmate.
Probably a playmate. Oh, this you're great at this.
Thank you.
You set up Victorian.
You're so intuitive.
Thank
you were
you.
So intuitive.
Thank you.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
I mean
I could just see, you know, even through the screen I can see there's like an aura about you.
Game recognized
it's
game.
Magical.
I like that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now in the ravine, Are we talking, oh my God, can you see the strata of rocks in the side of the wall?
Okay, there's
can
a variety of ravines, Will. There's wooded ravines, there's dusty ravines, there's river ravines, there's every kind of ravine you could think of. There are millions of ravines all across this nation, any of which you could easily go into with your dead relative's clothes. It's fine.
Did you say dusty ravines?
There are dusty ravines.
Tell me about those.
Okay. You know when it's, okay, it used to be a very moist area and then a long period of drought. Very scary.
Yes, I have read many books on the history of moisture of this climate.
Oh, no.
And it used to be very moist here in Southern California where we live, but now it is less moist. That is, I don't care what scientist you follow, they will
this
tell
is,
you that.
Is this the kind of crap you say at a party? Well,
yeah.
Tell
people want to know.
No, they don't. They don't want to know that. That was so boring and terrible.
Are you a ghost who's there watching when I don't see you? I don't think so.
Do they respond? How do people, when you go into the hole, did you know that aquifers everywhere are drying up?
They are wrapped.
They don't say, oh, my drink is so empty.
They don't answer.
Oh.
Sometimes their drink will be empty, and sometimes they wander away because I got to go process it because I've just like dropped a huge tooth.
So
no, they're just like, why are you even talking to me?
I suppose that's
possible.
You have
no charisma whatsoever.
That's not my read. I didn't. You know what? I've never had somebody say to me, "You have no charisma."
Well, because
you.
Do they say it around you or?
I have heard people say it around me, but they're not looking right at me and saying it.
No, they're not going to say it to your face.
No, they wouldn't.
Someone needs to say it to your face. Okay,
Jasper?
You have no.
Yes.
Charisma.
What would you like this book to be about? Who is our audience? Is it ghosts and advice for the ghosts and how they can meet people? Or is it telling people how they can help the ghosts in their area?
I think I like that you bring that up because I wasn't sure, right? I was like, is it just the story of how, of me? Or is it like, how an instructional book, but I do like the idea of it being kind of like a chicken soup for the soul for ghosts, chicken soup for the undead
ghoul.
Soul.
Okay, yeah, that's good. I was gonna say for the ghoul, but I think for the undead soul is better.
For the soul, it could be kind of a cute like OUL.
Yeah, hey, that's you might have a poetic instinct.
Thank you.
The market is good because there's not a ton of books for ghosts. There's a lot of books about ghosts. Or the history of ghosts, or even like trying to get rid of ghosts. But I can't think of any books that are written to the ghosts.
Well, there's a book that's the Handbook for the Newly Dead.
From Beetlejuice? You mean the book that's in Beetlejuice?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one. I don't know if it's a bestseller.
One,
I don't know how many.
I'm sure it did well. So we would be competing with that
book.
But only two books in a given market is not, even if we're the number two book for ghosts, I bet you that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Jasper, I think Karen and I have enough for our initial meeting. And if you don't mind, we're going to go off and just sort of have a consultation with the two of us. And if it's all right with you, we'll call you tomorrow morning about this time with some follow-up questions.
Okay, sure. I'll plan my day around this potential call in the morning.
I'd love to go walking in a ravine with you, Jasper. I really would.
You know what? There's always room for one more.
Thanks.
I need my walks to be solo, so you're not invited.
Well, the invite
you're not
was
invited.
Not there,
we
so
don't want it. Wasn't for you.
Hello. If you're enjoying I Will Write Your Book, please do that thing that every podcast asks you to do and go and rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening. It makes a huge difference to us getting to new audience members. Also, if you have ever heard of social media, there's I Will Write Your Book on Instagram and I Will Write Your on Twitter, which features photos of our guests. And sometimes we get fun fan art that mocks up the covers of these books that we are talking about on these episodes. And it's really fun. So I hope you get a chance to check those out. And thanks so much for listening. All right, cassette tape number three. I am meeting with Karen Donahue at a pizzeria. Hey, Karen. Can I ask you something? Can I ask you something kind of personal?
Of course you can ask me something. When have I ever not let you ask me something? Just go ahead and ask the question. How does that feel?
I love it. I love it. Thank you. It feels good. What parties are you going to that I'm not invited to?
A lot.
When's the last party you went to? Tell me about the last party you went to.
The last party I went to?
That's why I stutter? Why do you repeat so many of my questions after I say them to you?
I'm thinking. I'm thinking this is a normal flow of conversation. I guess it was a socially distanced party at Chelsea Handler's house in her
what?
Yard.
You're
beautiful
friends
yard.
With Chelsea Handler?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had no idea. How did you get to be friends with Chelsea Handler?
I have a boat. She has a boat. I don't know. We met out on the marina.
I've been trying to work into her social circle for a long time.
It's never going to happen. Well, you would not interest her at all.
I don't think that's true. I think she's an intellectually curious person who would be easy to engage in conversation.
Yeah, but she would be so bored by you. Look at yourself.
All right,
you're a disgrace.
No, I'm not.
So that's your big question? That's your big personal question? Yes. What's the last party I went to?
Well, I just feel like...
Last party you went to?
On purpose?
Yeah, that you went to. What happens? A party accidentally happens.
Sometimes
around
I've stumbled into a party that I wasn't invited to or didn't know about. The most recent party I went to was a total accident.
Mm-hmm.
I was driving a golf cart because I'm trying to use more electric vehicles, and I got a flat, and I went to ask if I could get a tow, and I knocked on the door of this apartment building right where my electric golf cart broke down, and there was a huge party.
I don't care anymore.
That got you bored?
Yes. Yes.
Well, I stumbled into a party by accident.
I mean,
by the
you
way,
just like want me to be like, first of all, okay, the reason why you're saying I was driving a golf cart because I'm trying to use more electric vehicles, that you're trying to tell me, you know, it's code for like, I'm a good person. I care
about
the environment.
Like virtue signaling?
Yes, exactly. Okay, so that's what you did there. But you know what? If you're going to do that, well, if you're going to be that guy, you didn't even leave room for me to be like, oh, that's so great of you. That's how people have a conversation. You just go into a monologue, a big tirade. I mean, do you realize you said several paragraphs before we even got to the door? Okay, and I didn't even get a word in. Do you see how that works?
So, did I take... too long, or I should have taken longer? Like, am I paragraphs and paragraphs, or I should, like, stop and put more?
You're missing it. You don't even get it. You don't get the natural flow of the conversation. Really don't. You don't.
Can I say something to
you? You're just thinking, do I need more words or less words? That's what you took from what I said. So do I need more words or less words? No. It's not the number of words. I see what you're doing. You're trying to say, I'm a good person. Let me at least react to it.
How did you do that? How did you do such a perfect impersonation of my voice? How'd you do that?
You know, I don't think that marketing a book to ghosts is a great idea, Will. That was kind of stupid. I was kind of stupid to, you know, push her that way. You see what I'm saying?
I might agree with you on that.
Yeah. Maybe push it towards living people. Maybe like have an empathetic, you know, feeling towards the ghost in your house. How to deal with a ghost in your house. Mm-hmm. Instead of these like, you know, these exorcisms are so violent. They're so volatile. Why can't we just get along? Huh? Ghosts and living people. We're all going to be ghosts someday. I mean, you gotta have some kind of empathy for these ghosts. That's what I'm saying. That's the angle I would have took.
Shove it up your ass.
Okay.
Okay. Why don't you take that idea and shove it straight up your ass?
Nice, Will. I like that. You kind of stood up for yourself there. Said it with authority. It was kind of cute.
Yeah. I know.
It was kind of cute.
I'm doing all right.
Yeah, that was okay. It was okay. It was like when a little pug growls. It was cute.
I'm not insulted by that. Thank you.
I know. I wouldn't be. It's adorable when a pug growls. Really cute. Really cute.
All right, cassette tape number 4. It's a meeting with Karen Donahue, myself, and Chasper Millay. Chasper, hello.
Hello.
Hello. And Karen, hello.
Hi, Karen.
Chasper, I loved that ravine you took me to.
Oh, I mean, wasn't it just sparkling?
It was so sparkling. And I see what you're saying. You're just filled.
Yes, exactly.
You're filled. I can feel them all around me.
Yes.
You know, and they're crying out.
And when you're in a ravine, and when you share a ravine experience with someone else, it's kind of like, I don't need anyone else to be involved in my life or my projects other than the people in this ravine at this moment.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. You don't need any outside forces.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Chesper.
Oh, God. What?
Karen and I were talking, and I think that I might have been maybe steering you down an unproductive path when I said we should aim the book at ghosts.
I want to talk about that because I tested it out. So I just got just some books in my house and left them open just to see if any ghosts would be interested.
Yeah.
Zero interest. Couldn't care less. Not interested in reading.
You think that means they're not interested in reading at all and not just because the books were not aimed at them?
Well, okay, yeah, they were like cookbooks and like, they weren't ghost-geared books.
They're not ghost-oriented books,
no,
right?
No, no.
Because there are very few books that are.
Well, now we're getting into semantics here. Well,
I just don't know how interested in books ghosts are.
Ghosts aren't interested in books at all. They can't pick up a book.
No,
try
they can't.
Pick up a book if you're a ghost.
I think
try
you might
pick
be
up
right.
A book.
No, they have to wait for somebody to turn the pages.
Okay, before I abandon the idea,
okay,
that's a good point, but what if it's just a one-page book and all the text is on the cover so a ghost doesn't have to open it?
Like a menu?
Yeah, like a laminated menu.
Okay.
That you can just look at and all the information is there for the... we're just brainstorming here. I'm going to put this on my whiteboard.
Okay, well, when I saw your website, it did promise a book...
So, yeah, a menu isn't a book.
Because on your website it says, I have nothing else going on. I'll write the whole book.
Right. Some people said I shouldn't have put that on my website, but I said, let's be honest.
Now, Chesper.
Yes?
The thing that I thought about with you is that you're so interesting and what you do is so interesting. Mm. And you are like, you're a ghost matchmaker.
Yes. Yes.
And I mean, that, I think a book about you would be great where you're the subject.
No.
Yes. You have such an interesting life.
I mean,
yes.
I don't know if we could do a, you know, 86 chapters, first 13 on my early childhood, next 12 on my prepubescence, and then onwards from there. I don't think so. I've never
You are a gift to this world.
You
are a gift, and what you do is so important and so special.
Thank you. I mean, there's a lot of important work that needs to be done in this world, and none more so than finding love for ghosts.
Right.
Well, I
want you, something to think about. Just something to think about.
Or a one-page, laminated, one-sheet book for ghosts about ravines.
So you list
your favorite ravines, you categorize them. Some are dusty, some are, you know, out of the way. Some
now
are
here's like another idea. Now here's another idea, and I did mention this to Will.
Okay.
I might have mentioned it to you in passing, but you know, ghosts are misunderstood.
Mm.
And I think that's clear by your work, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't know if what your intent is to inform the living public about what ghosts want and how to deal with them. Try and hook them up with other ghosts.
I am having an idea then, based off of what you've just said.
Mm-hmm.
How better to make someone feel or understand ghosts than walk a little bit in there? Ghosts don't really have feet.
We can use shoes. That's fine. We can use shoes.
Okay, and it's a choose your own adventure, but you're a ghost. The protagonist is, and then it's all written in the second person, like you open this door, or like you start slamming cabinets. You feel a fire in your heart, and you know that there's someone out there for you. So you throw forks.
Jasper, this is amazing. This is such a great angle because you're building empathy by being, you know, what would you do? This is what they're feeling. Now do you understand?
Yes.
Now do you get it? So inventive.
Yes.
This is great. Will didn't help at all. I don't think he's necessary for this.
I don't
know
if
then,
he is. Okay.
And then We get into the ravines. We're like, what ravine
did this ghost come from? I regret bringing up ravines.
Well, I think ravines are interesting. People like geology. They like rocks. They like layers. It doesn't have to be the main subject of the book. It could be a side subject. We could be talking about the friggin' ghosts or whatever and like the unfinished business and all that nonsense. We get to the good stuff. We get to the goddamn ravine.
The ghost is the important part, Will.
So I'm not saying
no one cares
the
about
out.
The goddamned ravines.
All right. We'll do your friggin' idea about the ghost. Here's another pitch.
Oh, no.
Why don't you invite me to go walking in ravines?
This is why.
You know what? It's so weird. I sent out the Evite.
It's okay, Jasper. You really don't have to.
I made the conscious decision not to invite you. I'm
exactly.
So sorry.
Thank you. He needs to be told. He will never learn if he is not told.
I typed your full email address into the thing and deleted.
Doesn't it feel good to do that?
I didn't even click delete. I backspace every letter.
Ugh,
because it felt good every
so
time. I was
good.
Yes.
Seems excessive.
I hear you. Mm-hmm. It's like when I ignore his calls, that feels good to me.
The power. What? It feels good.
Yeah. Right to voicemail.
Yeah.
And then, well, you know, the downside is I get a 5-minute message that eats up my voicemail space.
A little frustrating.
A little frustrating.
The past couple of emails that you sent me, Will, I just did the auto reply. I'm not interested, thanks. It was fantastic.
Ugh.
I did send you a couple emails since yesterday. Mm-hmm. It's true.
I'm not interested, thanks. I didn't read
Well,
them.
I got some news,
what?
You people. You're being so mean to me, and I don't think I deserve it. I wasn't going to tell you this, Jasper, but I finished the cake. I ate the cake that was in the notes. Yeah,
they
I did.
They can never move on!
Too bad. That ghost is inside of me, baby. I ate that cake.
You are fucked, Will. You are going to be in a world of hurt.
I'm sure your stomach sounds like a wrench inside of a dryer.
It's kind of bad right now.
Yeah.
So what are we going to call this book? Dear Ghosts. Okay.
I hate that.
Ghost, you hate it, okay?
I hate it.
Okay.
Ugh, you are so lacking in everything.
This hostility is a lot. Karen, I think you should take this hostility and put it right up your pooper.
Oh, I did not
make it the
pooper.
Wasn't that cute?
Put it right up your pooper.
Isn't he cute? Isn't he cute?
Yes.
Look
Don't
at him. He's trying,
voice. Don't do
he's
that
He's trying
voice.
To
that
stick
is...
up for himself. Mm. He's trying to stick up. He's trying
Karen,
to make a stand.
I'm going to make a stand.
Put it right up your pooper.
Does sound like
that's like
me.
Saying you're going to Helena.
Oh boy.
Oh. Well, Jasper, it's been a humiliating experience talking to you.
As I hoped it would be. Thank you so much for having me.
But if you're still interested in having the book written, we'd love to work with you.
I would
you, so
love
I'll...
to. I just
you
feel
still
like...
want to. Wow.
Yes. Yes. I well.
Of course. Nobody wants to do this busy work. You have
exactly.
nothing else to do.
Okay. I believe
no one
what
wants
I
to
read.
Write their own book. They well, just want to be idea, come up with ideas, and
I'm
live
busy.
The rest of their life.
I do you know? Like I said, there's thousands of ravines in California alone. I've got places to be, and now I've got to be on a boat.
All right, I gotta go number two. So I gotta go.
You wish.
Give it a try.
But thank you, Jasper, and we'll be in touch about the work.
Oh, thank you. I can't wait to see the finished product. Hopefully in a week.
Oh boy. All right, that's another episode of I Will Write Your Book. Thank you so much for listening. My name's Will Hines, and I played a character named Will Hines. You can check out my other podcast if you need more me, called Screw It. We're just going to talk about comics. I do that with my brother, Kevin Hines. That's my plug. Pam, what do you got?
Hey, I'm Pam Murphy. I played Karen Donahue as per usual. You can find me at Murphy Please on Twitter and Instagram. And you know what? If you're feeling in the mood... you might want to download Quibi.
And Kelly.
Hi, I'm Kelly Nugent. I played Jasper Millay. If you want to follow me on social media, I am at Kelly Nugie on everything, KellyNugee. My stream on Twitch, twitch.tv/KellyNugie. And then you can listen to any of my other podcasts, Teen Creeps, where we talk about YA pulp fiction from the 80s and 90s. My newest podcast is a narrative horror podcast called Exile. It's out now, comes out every Thursday. It's about a young woman who is exiled for a crime she did not commit from the small town that she lives in a post-apocalyptic world. She's making her way back. She sees all kinds of scary monsters in the wilds, blah, blah, blah. what happened. You can find that anywhere you find your podcasts, and it comes out every Thursday.
Well, thank you, Kelly.
Thank you.
And hey, Pam, thank you too.
Oh, wow. I got a thank you?
Yeah, that's right. See you next time, everybody. Goodbye.
Hello, Campfire Media listeners. My name is Kelly Nugent, and I wanted to introduce you to my new narrative horror podcast, Exile. I wrote, performed, produced, and mixed this show, and the hauntingly beautiful music was composed by Annalise Nelson. The first episode is already out, and new episodes come out Thursdays, available wherever you get your podcasts. In the post-post-post-apocalyptic future, a young woman is exiled from the small religious enclave of Haven for a crime she did not commit. Lurking in the surreal horror of the wilds are beasts and fiends, but these monsters illuminate her past, her relationships, and the circumstances surrounding her exile. This is her audio diary. It's been 64 days since I've left Haven. I despise going against council orders, but I have to find my way back. I fumbled to fold my slip, but a man next to me shouted, "It's her! It's her!" The electricity in my skull felt like the buzzing of cicadas, and all I knew was that I had to destroy her lest I be consumed by madness. The Creator gives you this woman as a wife. Do you accept? He lurched forward, his face descending onto mine. I turned my face and he fell into the crook of my neck. The impact of his cheek on mine burst his skin and maggots spilled out onto my neck and into my lap. Exile was not a gift. I would kill them all. I'm afraid to go in. I'm afraid that it'll feel the same. I'm afraid that it'll feel different. Check it out wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like it, leave a kindly review on Apple Podcasts and hit subscribe. That is the thing that helps a baby podcast the most. Thank you so much, and I hope you enjoy it.
Hi, this is Adam Peacock from My Neighbors Are Dead. For the full month of October, My Neighbors Are Dead is going all in on the Friday the 13th series. And the best part is, we're upping our episodes to twice per week as we talk to all kinds of crazy characters from the world of Camp Crystal Lake, played by tons of amazing guests. Two episodes per week, all month long. Join us for My Neighbors Are Dead on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Campfire.